Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, June 5th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of education news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Punyam Academy is happy to launch the new e-learning course on ISO 14001 EMS Gap Assessor Training at low price. Punyam Academy has launched a new e-learning course on ISO 14001 EMS Gap Assessor Training at a low price. This course is designed to help users become ISO 14001 Gap Assessors and provides comprehensive knowledge about gap assessment for environmental management systems. The training includes video tutorials, handouts, gap assessment checklist, and exams based on ISO 14001 requirements. It is ideal for individuals looking to conduct objective gap assessments within their organizations. The online course can be completed at any time and from any location through their automated LMS platform. Upon successful completion, participants receive an internationally recognized certificate. The course covers topics such as ISO 14001:2015 requirements, risk management, aspect and impact, EMS objectives, and more. Punyam Academy, a licensed training provider, offers a wide range of online courses and services for client and third-party audits, specializing in e-learning, training, and ISO standard certification. Melissa Prunty Kemp joins the BlackPass.org Board of Directors. Melissa Prunty Kemp, a Maryland archivist and former college lecturer, has been appointed to the Board of Directors of BlackPass.org. Kemp, who will serve a two-year term through December 2026, brings expertise in archival strategies, grant writing, and preserving historical documents. Board Chair Doug Bender praised Kemp's technical proficiency and passion for protecting valuable artifacts. With a background in teaching African American literature and creative writing, Kemp holds multiple degrees, including a Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing and a Master's in Archives and Records Administration. Currently serving as the Digital Production Librarian at Morgan State University, Kemp has also worked as a digital archivist and historian for Washington College. BlackPass.org, a nonprofit organization founded in 2007, aims to provide reference information on people of African ancestry globally. Supported by volunteers and content contributors, the website offers educational resources on notable Black individuals and events. For more information, visit .blackpass.org.
BlackPass.org receives grant from HEB, the largest grocery chain in Texas. BlackPass.org has received a $10,000 grant from HEB, the largest grocery store chain in Texas. HEB, founded in 1905 in Kerrville, Texas, and now headquartered in San Antonio, operates 420 supermarkets in Texas and Mexico, and is ranked by Forbes as the sixth largest privately held company in the United States. Tanique Evans, chair of the HEB Diversity and Inclusion Team, expressed hope that this support will help BlackPass.org succeed in promoting factual Black history. Quintard Taylor, founder and interim executive director of BlackPass.org, highlighted this grant as part of a series of donations from major corporations, recognizing the crucial role the organization plays in educating a global audience on the history of people of African ancestry. BlackPass.org, founded in 2007, provides reference information on people of African ancestry in the United States and worldwide, with a volunteer staff and nearly 1,000 contributors from six continents. The website, with 10,000 pages of content, is free and regularly updated, fostering partnerships with industry, academia, and philanthropy to deliver educational information on notable Black individuals and events impacting humanity. Chaya Harris, dynamic national leader in equitable outdoor experiences, appointed executive director of Elevate Youth Thor. Chaya Harris, former national program director at Outdoor Afro, has been appointed as the new executive director of Elevate Youth, a local nonprofit dedicated to providing impactful outdoor experiences to underserved communities. Harris, who has been a board member since 2021, is excited to lead the team and expand programs like Camp Elevate and the Odyssey and Leaders programs. With a background in education and outdoor recreation, Harris aims to grow school relationships, build partnerships, and secure funding for diverse programs. Alec Griswold, the founder of Elevate Youth, is confident in Harris's ability to continue the organization's mission of empowering young people to explore nature alongside adult mentors. Founded in 2017, Elevate Youth has already led 665 outdoor trips and enrichment sessions for over 1,100 students from urban areas, all free of charge. To learn more about Elevate Youth, visit their website at elevateyouth.org. Beautiful Brows and Lashes launches new beauty professional education programs. Beautiful Brows and Lashes, a leader in the beauty industry, has launched new beauty professional education programs aimed at enhancing the skills and knowledge of beauty professionals. These comprehensive training sessions cover advanced techniques for brows and lashes, the latest beauty trends, and essential business skills. Mike Nielsen, spokesperson for Beautiful Brows and Lashes, emphasized the importance of ongoing professional development to elevate service quality. Drawing inspiration from industry pioneers like Pat McGrath, the programs are designed to equip beauty professionals with the expertise needed to excel in their careers and deliver exceptional results. For more information, contact Mike Nielsen at Beautiful Brows and Lashes. Department of the Army debuts first campaign highlighting Army civilian careers. The Department of the Army has launched its first campaign highlighting Army civilian careers. The Find Your Next Level campaign showcases how private citizens can bring their skills to an Army civilian career. With over 500 career paths available in finance, cybersecurity, engineering, and more, Army civilians play a crucial role in the Department of Defense. The campaign aims to raise awareness about these opportunities. Dr. Johnny Deaton, a former Army Ranger turned Army civilian in veterinary sciences, shared his insights on the campaign. Army civilian careers will be present at various upcoming events across the U.S. for potential candidates to interview for open positions. For more information, visit armyciviliancareers.com. Get your free ticket to the 3-day The Game Has Changed event with Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and special surprise guests. In 2024, the landscape of career success has evolved with the rise of digital connectivity and AI tools. Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and special guests are hosting a free 3-day virtual event in mid-June to guide individuals on navigating the knowledge economy. With nearly 75 years of combined experience, Robbins and Graziosi emphasize self-investment as the key to transformation. Participants will learn about entrepreneurship opportunities, leveraging skills for success, and utilizing AI platforms to enhance their businesses. The event will cover strategies to turn aspirations into reality, blending core American dream tenets with actionable steps. Registration is required for the event sessions starting at 10 a.m. PT, 1 p.m. ET each day on June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Upgrade options are available for a $1 donation to Feeding America. To learn more and sign up, visit gamehaschangedevent.com. Taking the AI industry by storm. The story behind iLearning Engine's rise to a $420 million enterprise. iLearning Engines, a leading applied AI platform for learning and work automation, recently went public after merging with Arrowroot Acquisition Corp. Founded by Harish Chidambaran, the company was inspired by his mother's struggle to find vital information during her battle with cancer. Leveraging AI principles, Chidambaran envisioned a platform to deliver knowledge in real time and in context. Originally focused on healthcare systems, iLearning Engines quickly expanded to serve various industries by providing an out-of-the-box platform with proprietary AI models. By paying for reliable data acquisition since 2018, iLearning Engines ensures high-quality and legally obtained data for training its enterprise models. This approach has built trust with partners and customers, leading to significant revenue growth and closing out 2023 with over $420 million in revenue. iLearning Engines continues its success in Q1 2024, with $125 million in revenue, positioning itself for continued growth in the competitive AI industry. Rockpoint Legal Funding announces Survivors Speak, Catastrophic Injuries That Change Lives. Scholarship for 2024, Rockpoint Legal Funding has announced the Survivors Speak, Catastrophic Injuries That Change Lives Scholarship for 2024. The scholarship offers $2,500 in financial support to undergraduate and graduate students. Applicants must create video essays addressing questions about overcoming challenges from accidents that change their lives. The deadline for submissions is October 15, 2024. The selection committee will take up to 3 months to choose a winner, who will be notified via email. The team encourages students to use video editing software, but will consider all submissions equally. The scholarship aims to help students facing financial struggles pursue their academic dreams. Rockpoint Legal Funding is dedicated to assisting accident survivors in securing essential funds and providing unbeatable customer service.
Whitley Law Firm announces 2024 scholarship. Whitley Law Firm has announced the debut of its Community Commitment Scholarship for the 2024-2025 academic year. The scholarship offers $2,500 to an undergraduate or graduate student who showcases a dedication to their school and the communities that have influenced them. Applicants are required to create 1 to 2 minute video essays detailing their community's impact on their lives. The videos must be well lit and include credits with the student's name, credits, sources, and editing program. Only copyright-free content should be used, and videos should be uploaded to YouTube as unlisted before linking them to the scholarship application. Applications must be submitted by August 15, 2024, through Whitley Law Firm's website. The firm emphasizes the importance of exploring how various groups have shaped applicants' lives. Good luck to all applicants, and the winner will be announced in the fall.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.